Yahweh Skenekagwego, I'm thankful you're well. You're listening to Gyno. Gyno is a Seneca word for music or song, and I'm your host, Brett Mabee. Each week we take a listen to some amazing music from different indigenous artists from all across this great Turtle Island. So for this next hour, I'd like you to consider yourself cordially invited to enjoy the music and the chat. Mimio Bonswin, Abenaki and Francophone, is a long-returning guest to Gyno, a good friend as well. The last time we got caught up was upon the heels of her first album of instrumentals entitled Fiddleheads and Ferns. Mimi's had music featured in TV and film, including APTN's Mohawk Girls and Showtime's Ray Donovan. In 2019, she won the Best Pop Album at the Indigenous Music Awards. She regularly hosts songwriting workshops for youth. You'll always find her in a garden. This year alone has already been huge for her. She has an album coming out later this year. She already has an album out. She got married. In fact, we're going to talk about all this, including her 2023 Willow. But first,
I look just like my mother when she was my age. I talk just like her, everybody says. Carry myself like my grandmother's did. And I got a fire in my heart like my sister's flame. Here's to all the women.
To the women. As we kick off our listening on today's episode of Gyno, it's with great pleasure that I welcome you to today's conversation with one of my favorite returning guests, the one, the only, Mimio Bonswin. How are you doing today, Mimi? It's so great to get caught up with you.
It's so good to talk to you. I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me back.
Well, thank you so much for continuing to release amazing music, and I enjoy following along on your journey. I mean, you have so much going on, and we're going to get caught up on most of it, or what we can in a 20-minute span anyway, right? So, I don't think we really need to do too much by way of introductions today. But with that being said, you know, I always like to go and recommend that listeners check out the archive at gynomusic.fm. I did have Mimi on numerous times, as I already mentioned, but most recently, February of 22. So be sure to go check out that. We, again, are going to be talking about your new album, Willow. But first, let's talk about this. Well, congratulations are in order. You got hitched. You did it, huh? You tied the knot.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much. I know I have a drummer husband now. It's great.
Who also just celebrated a birthday, so we got to say happy birthday to Ryan.
Aw, he'll be so happy to hear that. Thanks.
congratulations. You know, you two, I feel like this is just really solidifying a union that was made long ago. You know, you guys are really one and the same anyhow, and I think your music obviously does that. But also, I think your love of gardening and the good life, too, yeah?
Yeah, exactly. And I feel, you know, it's really interesting to be able to not only share my life with my now husband, but to also share, you know, our music. We tour and the making of the music and the gardening and everything. We do everything together. And it's just been, I feel, I was told, and I also feel that since Ryan has come into my life, I've been able to blossom and to have the freedom to be able to do that is really great. So I feel really grateful.
Oh, yeah. So once again, really exciting things happening in Mimi's life. Not only did you get married, not only do you have a new album, you also went over to Ireland. Was that your first time to Europe?
So it wasn't my first time to Europe, but it was my first time to Ireland. And I feel so grateful when I get to be brought somewhere by music. So it was an incredible experience to be on that land and playing music and hearing music. And yeah, I loved it.
You got to tell me a little bit more. We've talked in depth before about how I want to make it over there and feel that connection with the Emerald Isle too. How did that come about?
Yeah. So we applied to a conference for a showcase, which is, you know, very businessy of us. But the showcase was called Showing Your Roots, which I thought kind of caught my eye because, you know, I have a song on my album called Where My Roots Grow, and my roots and my culture and all that plays a big role in my life. So I kind of just, lines up perfectly. And so we got a showcase, which means we got to play in front of, you know, all kinds of presenters and festival bookers and stuff. And it was great. It was super fun to play music and have like an Irish sound guy. It was so fun. But I also loved visiting places like Newgrange with the spirals and the ancient rocks. And it just kind of, it was a whole experience. It was really cool.
We've talked in depth about how the earth is clearly alive, and there's a magic to that. Did you feel that when you made it over?
Yeah, I definitely did. And so when we did visit Newgrange, it's, you know, it's like my ancient alien dream come true. It's like this place that they don't, which I find really interesting, they don't know who the people were who built it. So they also don't know the reasons why. And they have these spiral carvings on the rocks, all over the rocks, on these ancient limestone rocks. And they're like, well, we don't know where these spirals come from. But walking up to Newgrange, you have to cross over this river. And it's the Boyne River. It's this beautiful river that reminds me a lot. Rivers play a big role in my life. So, I was looking down at the water of the river and I could see the same spirals that were carved on the rocks. And to me, the connection between the water and the rocks was so clear. So it's kind of interesting that some people may not connect those dots, you know?
Yeah. But I think those who are engaged with, an older way of viewing the earth and our relationship to her, I think that it becomes very apparent and you can almost kind of step into their shoes even. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It's just I had looking down at the water and it was so clear to me in that moment.
Before we get back into our listening and diving into our discussion about Willow, I just wanted to wrap up our time about Ireland with, are you planning to go back over anytime soon?
So we don't have any, you know, set dates yet, but we have been in chats with some festivals and some other artists, and I'd love to go back and do a bit of a tour. We had such a great time, and people are so kind that Yeah, it's definitely in the stars. We're just not sure when yet.
Ooh, I can't wait. And, you know, I mean, bands need roadies, Mimi.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to say. We'll have to make sure that we plan it at the same time, because yeah. I know you want to go too, and it would be so fun.
Yeah, put me in your suitcase or put me to work, you know.
Yeah, yeah, we'll throw a guitar at you, you know. Come on.
Oh, I can't wait. Mimi, we're going to talk about these fantastic new tunes right when we come back. And as always, we'll talk about future plans and we'll go from there. For our playlist today, I'm going to be hearing one from Alexa Dawson, who, as I was mentioning to you, reminds me a lot of you. Joy Harjo, she's so poetic and connected to the earth that I feel like I would be amiss if I didn't. But in this block, we're also going to be hearing Keith Cicola from his Circle album, featuring the legendary John Densmore on drums with Cocopelli Blues. Coming up right after this one from Mimi Obanswin's Willow. It's the title track, and you're invited to turn it up and sing along. Also, the Nonda Jates, you're listening to Gyno. Thank you.
this is Keith Cola, and you're listening to Native Voice One.
Seems like there's a lot of cheap imitations out there. Every cool dude has a different mood. Each time you turn the musical page, another new face becomes a rage. But me, I only sing the blues. Slide down a jazz swing, play my flutes. Every day another new gimmick. Impersonators trying to mimic. Avoid the word, just wanna cruise. Everyone wants to win, no one wants to lose. These sack of seats are trying to lose. Uncle Billy has the blues. An esoteric factory went up the other day, using my symbol as their image, depicting the new age. Intellectual copyright means nothing to these cats. People like to take, but they don't like to give back. Out on the gun terrace, I water my beans. Somewhere far away, selling on a market. Some watered down beans, impersonated as a real thing. Never had the pleasure of hearing a real cat sing. There's a time thing to do, to sing the blues. Come to a place to play your flute. Can't be someone else. You must be yourself. Everyone wants to engage Mother Earth, waiting for miraculous birth of fried bread messiah, Quinn the Inuit. Where's the father, son, when you want to quit? Out there on the high road, I play my notes. Out there on the mesa, I sow my oats. It's not really that I wanted it that way. The canyon lands, all the playgrounds I play. Avoid the work, just want to cruise. Everyone wants to win, no one wants to lose. These sack of seeds, I'm trying to lose. Uncle Billy has the blues. These sack of seeds, I'm trying to lose. Uncle Billy has the blues.
This is Alexa Dawson, phoning in from traditional Osage and Kansa territory. And you're listening to Gyno with Brett Moody.
How they must have felt when our elders lost their way, deprived of ancient words amid the automates. I try to understand, to learn the music from those days. Words were hard to comprehend, but the rhythm held its sway. We danced with those who've gone before, their shadows from the moon. Their rings of fire speak to me, our elders' haunting tune. And though they may be quiet, a language near erased, where once a nation spoke as one, only nine remain, only nine remain. Still commune beneath the sun. They see us in
they spoke, our pitiful expressions sending prayers amid the smoke. We dance with those who've gone before, their shadows from the moon. The rings of fire speak to me, our elders' haunting tune. Let their voices be remembered, let our language take its place. Where once a nation spoke as one, we will speak again, we will speak again. Let our language take its place. Where once a nation spoke as one, we will speak again, we will speak again.
A recent single from Alexa Dawson, Let's Speak Again, winding down that block of great listening on today's episode of Gyno. Welcome back to the chat. It's great to get caught up with my good friend Mimi Obonswin. Before we got back into our listening, we were getting caught up on Mimi and Ryan's Gnome Nuptials. We were also talking about their visit to Ireland, and at this time we're going to dive a little bit more into this amazing new album called Willow. And, you know, I want to first start with something, with a little bit of a confession, Mimi. It's a little bit of a shortcoming of mine that I never discuss the artwork of an album, which I feel like is a really, really important element of the recorded package. So I want to change that a little bit today, and let's start there. This is a piece that drew me in right away. It's embroidered. It's hand embroidered. Did you do it?
No. Yeah, thanks for asking. So this record, we're recording it in our little home, and we live in this beautiful isolated rural community, and next door we have these amazing neighbors, and she's a textile artist, and it just felt right to invite her to design this hand embroidered piece while she was listening to some very early mixes of our songs. And she created this beautiful, it's almost like a landscape. There's a big willow tree, and there's some fiddleheads and some marigolds, and I think it encapsulates all the colors and the energy that we put into this record perfectly. And then we have a, you know, blown up banner for on stage, which is that. So we have it in small scale and in big scale, which is really fun. My neighbor, Stephanie Keon, a beautiful textile artist living right next door to us.
Wow. It is a really lovely piece of art that fits, I think, you and your music completely. So let's now dive into a little bit more of the concepts behind the album.
Sure.
Let's specifically start with the title. Why did you choose the willow as the symbol of this album?
Yeah, there's a lot of different reasons. One being I wrote the song Willow probably about six or seven years ago. And it was a song that I've played on stage a lot, and it's, you know, very, intimate and introspective and honest. And it was a song that wasn't easy to write because it made me face some hard truths. And that's what I love about songwriting. You know, you kind of open up your spirit and see who connects with it. And that shows people always said, when are you going to release this song and record it? And I just was never ready to let go of it until now. Mm-hmm. So it's very much the seed that started this whole album. And also because I love to forage, I love to make medicines and grow food. And I know that the willow tree has some amazing healing properties. So to tie that into this being the time to record the song, acknowledging that I'm growing and learning more about myself and having this healing experience making this record, it just felt right that the album would be called Willow.
Mm. Another confession. In my backyard, we had a 100-year-old willow that we unfortunately had to take down. A lot of dry, rotted limbs and, you know, just it got out of hand. I mean, they grow so fast, so quick. It got to a point where, you know, it was just really hard to maintain. And this is decades before we even were here, you know. So we had to bring it down, which was a little bit of a bummer. I mean, we had a lot of compliments on it, but it was just unsafe, you know. And something that really strikes me, though, is how regenerative they actually are, right? I mean, one of the only trees that, you know, can just, you take a branch and stick it in the ground and it'll go again, you know.
It's so funny you say that, because as we're talking on the phone, I'm looking at this willow tree that I planted from the willow tree in our backyard, in our front yard, when we moved to our house, and it's now about 8 feet. And as you're saying it, I just turned my eyes and I'm looking at it now. And it's true. They're so resilient and they take root anywhere. And I think there's a lot of lessons to be learned in there.
Yeah. The perfect choice for the album that we're talking about today. And perhaps a love song that I needed to hear for my dear willow in the back. So, Mimi, where did you record this album at?
Yeah, so we moved here. We made a pandemic move from the big city to this beautiful tiny log home, which we turned our living room into a recording studio. And I'm very much a collector of things and instruments and songs and stories. So we have a house full of gear and instruments. So we recorded it here, and I just can't explain how great it feels to be able to have not only the skill set and the support from a partner, but to have it, you know, my songs come to life for this record in a place that I live and I grow my food, and, you know, I get to make this album while I'm cooking food and watering seedlings and all these things. So it's very much an invitation into our universe. So recorded in our little log home studio.
The Gnomestead.
The Gnomestead. You're so right. I love that. It's a tiny Gnomestead.
On that note, do you feel like the plants that you have surrounding you in your house contribute to the conjuring of these songs? Really random question, and I apologize.
Yeah, no, not random at all. I mean, we didn't write a lot of these songs just for this record. A lot of these songs I carried within myself and during shows for a long time, which is great because you get to tweak it and compose it in front of a live audience. But I will say that these songs are very deep-rooted in the land. The feeling and the textures of where we recorded, I think, definitely crept in. And then, you know, the land that I got to grow up on in northeastern Ontario is very present in the music as well. There's, you know, shakers that we made out of seeds from our garden and sticks that we picked up on a beach to make some percussion instruments. I would say it's a 50-50 yes to your question.
You know, if you never said anything, there is absolutely no way that anybody would be able to tell that it was recorded in your living room. Kudos on a well-produced album, which is a hugely important aspect of the recorded product, right?
I really appreciate that. You know, we worked really hard on it. We spent, like, a lot of time living inside this record and making it sound as good as we could. And that means a lot to me. Thanks for saying that.
Oh. Let's get back into our listening, and we'll come back and talk about future plans, because you know, you're always busy. You always have a lot going on. That's part of the reason why you're on Gynote so much. As we get back into the music, I was wondering if you could share a song that has any kind of special significance, and if you would help to introduce it for our listeners.
So a song that I'd like to intro is my song called The River. This is a song that I feel that it was gifted to me by the beautiful river that runs through my home community of Odanak. And every time I visit Odanak, because it's been very much a relearning and a reconnecting with my community, I always had this instinct to go greet the river and say hello and, you know, just kind of stand there for a minute. And one of the last times I was there, it was sunrise, and I had the impulse to bring my hand drum down to the river's edge, and the song kind of just washed over me. So every time I get to sing the song, or when I'm recording the song, it very much anchors me in that place, and it brings out, you know, my ancestors and my family and my roots. And it's a song that I also sing in French as well. So yeah, it's maybe one of the special ones.